I'll get to your calls, but I want to get right now to Assistant Commissioner Mark Walton in New South Wales. Mark Walton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I mentioned at the top of the show today this footage that Sky News has filmed of some of your police officers driving their police cars over the grass at Rushcutters Bay Park and literally driving up to people sunbaking saying, go home. Are we going to see more of this?
Oh, look, extraordinary times, extraordinary, unusual activity by the police to reinforce the Health Minister's directives.
So we don't usually see police cars driving across the grass at a park unless they're chasing someone who's deemed to be dangerous. But I suppose if you've got to get across a lot of areas in a relatively short space of time, then you need to do these things.
I'd encourage the police to use their initiatives. Not a bad way to try and convey the message to a lot of people, warning and encouraging them to obey that directive.
There was one bloke there just lying there having a sunbake listening to some tunes on his earphones, and it took the police car driving all the way up in front of him, probably about half a metre, until he sat up and take notice. That tends to indicate that not everyone's getting the message.
Indeed, and obviously the police wouldn't normally approach people like that, but we all need to ensure we keep a safe distance, and in practice that was a way to achieve that today.
Your colleagues in Western Australia are now using drones to fly over public areas and deliver messages to people down below. Is that something that you've got at your disposal or you'd like to?
Yeah, Ben, we're looking at all options at the moment. How we'd actually convey that message is unclear to us, but we do have a lot of that technology available to us as we move through this challenge.
What's your final message, Assistant Commissioner?
Oh, look, everyone needs to be familiar with those directives. It's well published, and it's to keep us all safe, Ben. I don't want to be the policeman that I spoke to in New York this week combating the challenges that they have. Let's be safe.
Good on you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Ben.